It's The Record on KUOW. I'm Patricia Murphy, sitting in for Bill Radke. In 2016, we saw the rise of the Zika virus, the surprise deaths of beloved musicians and celebrities, and a contentious presidential election. If you think this is just a U.S. problem, well, you are wrong. It's not surprising. Many Americans are ready to be done with 2016. Canadians are as well. Vancouver Sun columnist Vaughn Palmer is here to tell us more. Hey, Vaughn, good to talk to you.
Good afternoon, Patricia. Yeah, I think you're right. A lot of Canadians would be glad to see the back of 2016 as well.
You took a poll to find out how Canadians feel. What did it find?
Yeah, I'm going to mention the polling company here because, you know, we all kind of discount polling in this day and age. But this is the Angus Reid Institute. So Reid was the grandfather, the grandparent of opinion polling in Canada. And he retired a couple of years ago. Set up a nonprofit, and he just goes out now and asks the stuff that interests him. He's not working for anybody. He's just a nonprofit foundation, a little like the Pew in the United States.
Sure.
So he asked Canadians a pretty simple question. Would you say the air was more good than bad? And most of them said more bad than good. 50-50 on their own life, their own personal circumstances. Most said, some of them, half said pretty good, the other half said pretty bad. But when you got on to specific places, their own province, more than half of Canadians thought their own province had a bad year. Mm. Most of them thought the country had a bad year. And we went right off the chart in this poll, Patricia. How do you think things went to our neighbor to the south, the United States? 65% said they thought it was a bad year for the United States. We can call that the Trump effect, if you like. And the globe, the world situation, well, you know, between Syria, terrorism, Zika, celebrity deaths, everything, 63% thought the world had a really bad year. Only 5% thought the world had a pretty good year. So the general thing here is pretty gloomy. Objectively, I don't know whether you'd say that. I think those of us of a certain age can imagine there are times in the past where there were worse years than this around the world and even in our own country and in North America. But I think it does show this restlessness, this discontent we've seen with electorates all over the Western world, whether we're talking about some elections here in Canada where we've had changes of government to the Brexit thing in the UK and the change of government in the United States.
A lot of this could be about perception. Is there any hardcore evidence in your neck of the woods, in your region, about the stories? And did they actually mean that people were having a worse year? Did it? Or is this more of a perception issue in Canada?
Well, I think it's both, Patricia. The Canadian economy is a bit fragile. The dollar has dropped quite a bit. We are still a raw material exporting country, and prices are down. So most parts of Canada, and British Columbia is the exception, have had a pretty shaky year. Alberta is in bad shape economically. So I think there is some real economic perception. Younger people in British Columbia have had a heck of a time. You talk to any of them, they don't think they'll ever own a house because of housing prices. So you can go across the spectrum and find issues, homelessness, housing crisis and all that. But I think it's also a perception. I think we've all been inundated with an awful lot of bad news this year of one kind or another. And a lot of the kind of news that you don't fully understand what happened and you don't know what can be done about it. I think Syria would be the example many of us would point to. And on that one, you feel like maybe the world is a scary place. And you don't feel in control. And I think, of course, everybody in Canada is understandably apprehensive about what President-elect Trump is going to do. I don't think we're unique in the world on that score either.
What were some of the biggest stories in your region this year?
Within our region in British Columbia, I think the biggest story of the year was certainly housing, and it revolved around foreign investors, mostly from China, buying up property in British Columbia, residential property, driving up prices, the government having to step in to take action, to bring in a special tax on foreign buyers, to build a lot more, almost $500 million worth of additional subsidized public housing in order to try to take some of the pressure off the market. and to bring in at the end of the year a special program to help first-time home buyers buy in, essentially no-interest government loans for 5 years. So the housing crisis occupied much of the year. Government response did too, and I'd say that's the biggest story of the year. The big story that'll carry over to the future, and when we talk about, you know, what's coming next year, the pipeline, the year ended with the national government approving the twinning of an oil pipeline that will bring oil from Alberta to the port of Vancouver, and that will be controversial going forward. Just because the government approved the project doesn't mean necessarily that it'll ever get built, because there's an awful lot of opposition to that.
And for you personally, you're in the know. What did you think of 2016? Do you feel the same way that much of the rest of Canada does about this year?
You know, it felt unsettled. Mm. The world seems to be reorganizing itself into different power blocks. I'm in my mid-60s. I grew up with the Cold War. You felt at least you understood that world, but we're now seem to be what is it? Is it going to be a three-way division in the world between China, Russia, and the United States, or is it going to be something that none of us recognize? So I think the world is a genuinely unsettled place. Aleppo, I think, depresses everyone because there doesn't seem to be anything you could do about it. And I've tried to follow as carefully as I can, because I write about politics, what to expect from President-elect Trump, but I don't have any better idea than anybody else. I think that he's a complete wild card, and starting January the 20th, well, it's already started, but starting January the 20th, we're going to find out Canada's relationship with the United States is the most important relationship we have, so we're not just spectators, Canadians. There's all kinds of things an American president can do that can affect our economy almost immediately.
And what are you going to be watching as we move into 2017, that being said?
Well, British Columbia has an election in 2017. We have a fixed election date, May the 9th, and our government has been in power already 16 years. So going for re-election, it is very unusual for a government to win 5 terms anywhere, and certainly in Canada. So we're in for a very wild, I think, very lively political debate starting, right after New Year. Premier Christy Clark running for re-election, but facing significant challenge from the opposition led by John Horgan. And we have a Green Party in British Columbia, too, and they're very well led by a professor at the University of Victoria, Andrew Weaver, who was part of the UN climate change panel, so very knowledgeable on that issue. And I think that's going to be the story that dominates certainly affairs in British Columbia for the first few months. The pipeline issue may come after that, but I think we'll be immersed in a wash in politics for a few months.
All right. Hey, Vaughn, what are you going to be doing for New Year's Eve?
I'm probably going to be sitting here. I am on the coast of Oregon admiring a beautiful sunny day today on holiday, and I am going to probably be curled up with a good book on New Year's Eve. Isn't that exciting?
It is. It sounds good to me. Vaughn Palmer, thanks for talking with us.
Okay.
Vaughn Palmer is a columnist for the Vancouver Sun. He joins us on The Record every Wednesday on KUOW.